Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 22. And today's title is, It Will Be Worth It. Hold on to your ticket. What have tickets got to do with a spiritual life? Well, I'll come to that a little bit later. Hang on. Life isn't always lived in the light, is it? Not even the Christian life, and perhaps especially not the Christian life sometimes. So what do we do when the darkness invades the light of our lives? Well, I'm deep into the Epistle of Hebrews at the moment. We're teaching through it. If you want to check out some of the recordings, you'll find them on the Thames Valley Churches of Christ website, YouTube channel, podcast feed, and my own as well. Look at my website, you'll find them there on my YouTube channel. My recordings are there, and I'm really enjoying the book of Hebrews. I was studying chapter 11 this morning, and if you know it, you'll see one example of faith piling up on top of each other. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and the rest. And all of them are, as it says in verse 39, commended for their faith. But, again, it says in verse 29, none of them received what had been promised. At least, not all they were promised. They had a tough time of it. It is true that Abraham received his son, Noah saved his family, Daniel shut the mouths of lions, and Rahab was spared her life. All true enough. But what about those who were, and I'm going to quote here from verses 35 to 38, tortured, faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning, sawed in two, killed by the sword, went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, mistreated, wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. There is just as much darkness caused by doubt, fear, suffering, and disappointment as there is light caused by victory. Now, what do we do? They got through it. Even those people who were chained, imprisoned, and put to death by stoning, they held on by faith to what they believed in. But so what do we do when the darkness arrives? Well, I've got two thoughts today. Two thoughts for reflection to help us when the dark days inevitably arrive. And perhaps even now you're in one of those dark times. Well, I hope that what I'm going to share here will be helpful. Firstly, we do well to bear in mind that darkness is temporary. The darkness is always temporary. Psalm 18, verse 28. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. Perhaps it's helpful there to remember that it's God that keeps the lamp burning, not me. Not you. He is the one who keeps the lamp burning. He is the one who will turn our darkness into light. The light is coming. Darkness is not permanent. It will depart. I know it doesn't always feel that way. It doesn't always feel that way in my life. It feels like the darkness is here to stay. But no darkness can hold God back. That's the point. Our calling is to hold on to him and wait patiently by faith for the dawn to arrive. And arrive it will. So firstly, the darkness is temporary. Secondly, darkness is directional. Now, when you're in the dark, it doesn't feel very directional. But what I mean is this. Well, actually, let's look at Psalm 143, verses 3 to 6. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. And then verse 6. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. And he goes on to talk in the same vein there. Yes, he's crushed. Yes, he's in darkness. Yes, his spirit is growing faint. Yes, his heart is dismayed. But still he spreads out his hands to God. He thirsts for God, like a parched land. When the darkness closes in, we're left with only one direction to go in search of light, and that is, of course, to God. Can you allow your darkness to direct you back to God? That's what David did here in this psalm. I love what Corrie ten Boom said. Here's a quote from her. When a train goes through a tunnel, and it gets dark, you don't throw away the ticket and jump off. You sit still and trust the engineer. I love this quote. It's fantastic. That's right. When I'm in a train, it goes through a tunnel and it gets dark. I don't throw the ticket away. I don't open the door and jump off. I sit there and I trust the train driver. I trust that this train is going through a tunnel and it will come out the other side into the light. God will take us into the light. Are you going through a tunnel at the moment? Now isn't the time to jump off. Now is the time to stay and pray. Pray for the patience to hold on until you do see the light. And pray for the confidence to approach God even while you are still in the darkness. After all, he knows what the darkness feels like. Matthew 27, verse 45, darkness came over all the land when Jesus died. No, don't throw away your ticket. Like it says in Hebrews 10:35, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. So I have a question here. What does the darkness do to your relationship with God? When the darkness comes, or perhaps even now as you're in a time of darkness, what is it doing to your relationship with God? And here's the second question. How might it be helpful? How might the darkness be helpful to you? In what way might it enrich your relationship with God? Please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording so that we can all learn from one another, because we all learn best when we learn in community. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. And in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week of truly fulfilling quiet times. God bless.